Tim McMahon. We're about to start another NBA season, but this one's going to start without Ja Morant, the Memphis All-Star, who's serving a 25-game suspension. Now, this all stems from an incident specifically in May. Tell us about what happened there.
Yeah, the short version of this is that Ja Morant, for the second time in a matter of months, was flashing a handgun during an IG Live video. He was suspended after the first occasion, which came on the heels of several concerning incidents that did not rise to the level of league discipline. The first time he flashed a handgun on Instagram Live resulted in an 8-game suspension, a meeting with Adam Silver. And suffice to say, Adam Silver was extremely displeased that less than 2 months later, he essentially did something very similar.
So in assessing what discipline is appropriate, if that's the case, we look at both the history of prior acts, but then we look at the individual player's history as well. And so that and the seriousness, of course, of the conduct. So those are all things that get factored. It's not an exact science. It comes down to judgment at the end of the day.
So the final incident that triggered the 25-game suspension was the final, like you mentioned, of several incidents. And there were more just questions of his behavior before that as well?
Yeah, there's been several incidents that have certainly been concerning. Like I said, the two that have merited league discipline were both him showing a handgun while on Instagram Live. One was voluntary. It was on his own account. The second seemed to have been, I guess you could call it an inadvertent flashing of a handgun on Instagram Live. It was on his friend Devontae Pack's Instagram account. And as they showed him with a gun, the camera quickly dropped, obviously realizing that he was putting himself in the same situation that he had a couple months earlier. But no, there have been a lot of concerns about Ja Morant's lifestyle, Ja Morant's decision-making. And then there have been a couple of incidents, nothing that has resulted in any charges to Ja Morant, but several that have resulted in some police involvement.
Okay, so we'll get to all of those in a second, but there seems to be sort of a finality when it comes to this one. It's either if you don't change your ways, Ja Morant, after this 25-game suspension, perhaps your NBA career is in question. So at the end of this 25-game suspension, what do the Grizzlies need to see from Ja Morant?
Well, the Grizzlies need to see him get to the end of that suspension without anything that would merit further discipline from the league office. But I think the Grizzlies are in the process of figuring out just how to best help Ja be in a position to succeed. And it's a tough situation where there's going to be some enabling from franchises with superstars just because of the way things work in the NBA. You don't want to alienate this kid, but there have been certainly some indications of tough love from the Grizzlies franchise. The most definitive statement on where we are came from Grizzlies general manager Zach Kleiman. This was in the wake of the 25-game suspension.
At this point, you know, honestly, it's... But doesn't matter until he follows through on it. Couldn't care less, you know, about words. You know, Ja has to prove it.
That's a strong statement to make. Let's just be clear. Ja does not have to get Boy Scout badges to get back on the floor for the Memphis Grizzlies. When Ja Morant is eligible to play, the Memphis Grizzlies will eagerly plug him into their starting lineup.
Ja Morant has been an elite NBA talent since the night he was drafted and is the biggest star to land in Memphis since Elvis. His potential appears limitless on the court, but last season questions arose about his conduct off it. Today, Tim McMahon explains the circumstances surrounding Morant's struggles off the floor and tells us how his proximity to violent threats and a partying lifestyle may be endangering his NBA future. I'm Israel Gutierrez. It's Wednesday, October 18th. This is ESPN Daily.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured, it was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo, another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Okay, Tim, now I want to sort of paint the picture of Ja Morant, this all-star that it seemed like the country fell in love with. And frankly, the country seemed surprised by his actions here that led to this 25-game suspension. So in your years of covering the NBA, you've obviously seen your share of players who've come into the league. Maybe some of them have some red flags. Maybe some of them look like perfect citizens. What did you find with Ja Morant before he got drafted in 2019?
Yeah, there weren't any red flags on him. This is a guy who was an under-the-radar recruit, you know, went to Murray State, a mid-major, the first D1 program to offer him a scholarship, became a superstar there, was considered to be a humble kid. Now, you know, could be a little bit goofy, that sort of thing, but there weren't concerns about, you know, the way that he was handling himself in social circles or that he was partying too much. He did not have that reputation. And, you know, again, this is coming from scouting reports. You know, these scouts are talking to his high school coach, Crestwood High School in South Carolina, no off-the-court issues, talking to AAU coaches, the coaching staff at Murray State. They said he'd had no problems with Ja. You know, these guys praised his work ethic, praised his commitment. He was considered a great teammate, respectful, coachable. Again, goofy, a little bit silly, but not a guy who had any kind of character concerns coming out of college.
Yeah, I think early on in his career, you sort of started attaching him with names like Donovan Mitchell or even Anthony Davis, which are guys that just stars, but seemed very humble and would be very good as a franchise player. When Ja did first get to Memphis, was it more of that or did anything change in that first year?
Yeah, Damian Lillard would be another guy there, and there's been a lot of comparisons there as this under-recruited high school player became a star at a mid-major and really just has a natural leadership charisma about him. These are guys who, you know, like when you talk to Ja Morant, when you talk to Damian Lillard, they're always hyping up their teammates and those sort of things. So, and I think that still is there with Ja. I think when Ja is in the gym with his team, you know, he's still a guy that you like having in the locker room, that you like having, you know, on the floor and in the meeting room. The concerns with Ja Morant's what's going on when he's not with the team, when he's not in the team facility. And, you know, those things did start pretty early on in his rookie year, but just stuff like, hey, you know, he's out partying a lot. You know, he's out in the clubs, you know, he's going to bars on a regular basis, nights before games, those kind of things. But as far as the personality, talking to people who were around Ja his rookie year, there definitely seems to have been a pretty significant change in his disposition. Humility is not a word that you're hearing an awful lot.
Okay, so here we are, and we're about to get to the point again where we mentioned he's about to serve a 25-game suspension after a series of events. This didn't just happen suddenly, right? It also didn't just happen to show up in his first All-Star season, but you chronicled one specific incident in your story during his All-Star season on a plane to the All-Star game. What kind of signs did the Grizzlies see during this season, and what happened on that plane?
Yeah, and again, the plane is a young guy celebrating his first All-Star appearance with friends and family.
You crying? Don't cry yet, Grandma. Come on, Mama Lynn, don't cry yet.
Hey, man.
And at the time, like, it's not something that was any secret. This was an IG Live video. They're drinking Casamigos tequila. They're really, they're passing the bottle around and enjoying it. And at the time, it was kind of considered, this is fun. Hey, good time. Celebrate. It's a major accomplishment.
Yeah, we all understand making your first All-Star game should be a celebratory event. But the problem appeared to be Morant didn't need much of a reason to celebrate in this way. At least when you look at some of the other incidents that followed, right?
You look at the incident where that led to Ja's suspension last year, March. They left Houston the night of a game to fly to Denver. Houston is a city that is known for its nightlife. Denver, by NBA standards, is not. Well, the first thing that Ja did when he landed in Denver was went to Shotgun Willie's, a gentleman's club, strip club, on the outskirts of Denver. And that's the night that the New York Post ended up getting the photographs where he's basically flooded the floor of the VIP room with cash and, is having that sort of a night. Then they play the game a couple of nights later. After the game, their next game's in L.A. A lot of times a team will fly out night of the game. The Grizzlies, instead of flying out and getting to L.A. that night, again, a city known for nightlife, they stayed in Denver. Ja went back to Shotgun Willie's, and that's the night where 3:19 a.m. Mountain Time, he starts an Instagram Live video where he is partying shirtless and flashing a handgun in the strip club that resulted in him getting an 8-game suspension.
Tim, you mentioned the details of that initial incident in Denver at Shotgun Willie's in Glendale, Colorado, that got him suspended. What were the repercussions right after that?
Well, the immediate repercussions were that the Grizzlies announced that Ja would be away from the team. During that time, Ja went from Denver to a Florida counseling facility. He has been adamant that it was not related to any potential issue that he has with alcohol. He has said very clearly, I do not have a problem with alcohol. Never had an alcohol problem. He really strongly pushed back on that. Other than that, he's just talked about, receiving essentially advice on, managing his breathing and how to deal with stress.
You mentioned before the incidents with the guns, you mentioned his childhood friend Devontae Pack earlier. I think the rest of the nation started to learn his name after a post-game incident against the Indiana Pacers. What happened there and what was the Grizzlies' response to that?
So this really started during the game when he stepped out. He's sitting in the courtside seats that are owned by Ja Morant. Where he was, he was there on a regular basis. And he stepped out on the court, confronting Pacers players. Devontae Pack ended up getting removed from the seats by security. And then there was a post-game confrontation. That is the one fact that is in agreement. The Pacers alleged that as Ja rode off in a sports utility vehicle, that there was a red laser that was pointed from that vehicle towards members of the Pacers traveling party. The concern there is, what was that red laser attached to? The NBA investigated, and I will quote from NBA spokesman Mike Bass, "While we substantiated that a post-game situation arose that was confrontational based on interviews and other evidence gathered, we could not corroborate that any individual threatened others with a weapon." He does mention that certain individuals involved in the post-game situation and a related matter during the game that night have subsequently been banned from attending games in the arena. One of those individuals was Devontae Pack. But the reaction from Ja Morant and the people close to him in the wake of this was essentially to lash out.
Right. Ja posted a tweet in response basically saying the investigation was bogus, and there was an unfairly negative image being placed on him and his family and friends. But this also moved the Grizzlies to calling a closed-door meeting with Morant at this point. Kleiman, the GM, and head coach Taylor Jenkins sat down with him. What did they tell him?
Yeah, and I don't have details on that other than the general tone was, hey, you're messing up. And again, this was sometime in the days or weeks after that incident that occurred during and after the home game against the Pacers and before the incident in Denver that resulted in the suspension. But there had been several things that were concerning, and the general gist was, hey, you're messing up. These things are concerns. Like, you've got to get your off-court life in order. This stuff is becoming problematic and is getting in the way of ultimately what John Morant's goals are and what the Memphis Grizzlies' goals are.
What were some of those incidents that you mentioned?
There was a July 2022 altercation in a Memphis mall. This started when a salesperson at Foot Locker got into a heated confrontation with Ja Morant's mother, and the salesperson alleged that Ja and several of his friends showed up and threatened him. The mall's head of security also alleged that Morant threatened him and shoved him in the parking lot. Again, that was a situation that was investigated by the police. The police were called, but there were no charges. Less than a week later, there was the incident at Ja Morant's house where he has a full court, full basketball court in his backyard. There's often, high-level pickup games there. And there was a 17-year-old college prospect from Memphis who was part of that pickup game playing against Ja. And they got into it over the technique this teenager used to check the ball back to Ja. He was allegedly struck by Ja, and then Devontae Pack jumped in and also punched him. That led to a civil lawsuit that is ongoing. Months later, Devontae Pack was arrested on an assault charge stemming from that incident. There was a September 2022 incident at a high school in the Memphis area where Ja's sister was engaged in an argument, and then allegedly Ja, some family members, and others arrived, leading to another altercation in which witnesses alleged that one of Ja's associates threatened a student. It's just a list of those particular incidents where there's violence or threats of violence, as well as the situation that occurred in the home game against the Pacers and the concerns about just the frequency of the late nights and early mornings, out party.
And what role would you say his father has played in this? Because he's been a very visible part of Ja Morant's career from the beginning.
Yeah. Team Morant certainly has become a celebrity in his own right. He's a courtside constant. We mentioned the incident with the Pacers in Memphis last year. He's right there arguing with the Pacers alongside Devontae Pack. He got into it with Shannon Sharpe at a game in Los Angeles when Shannon Sharpe was arguing with some Grizzlies players. He came in, Team Morant, and got involved in that. And again, I think that there have been some, I know that there have been some concerns within the Grizzlies organization and within the NBA that Team Morant has struggled to find the line between being a supportive father and being part of the entourage, or being a supportive father and being a celebrity. One source put it to me like this, said, T has been a major driving force in all of this. He never made the NBA, but this was his chance to live like he's an NBA superstar.
Coming up, what's the next chapter for Ja Morant?
Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value, Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, Tim, so we're here now with Ja Morant starting his suspension. And I think the question most people still want to know is, what exactly is being treated here? What exactly is Ja Morant supposed to look like at the back end of this suspension? What, to your understanding, is his status with the Grizzlies currently?
His status with the Grizzlies is he is a member of the team that is not allowed to play in games, but he's practicing with the Grizzlies. He is traveling with the Grizzlies. He is around the Grizzlies on a regular basis, with the exception of game nights. He has to be out of the arena 3 hours before tip-off, and he's obviously not allowed to be there at any point during the games. Now, they're in this awkward phase where they have to get ready to play 25 games without Ja Morant. So he's not practicing when they scrimmage. He's not with the starters. You know, he's with the second unit. They're coming up with ways for Ja to try to take advantage of this time by, you know, focusing on skill-specific work, for example, stuff that you typically wouldn't do with a star during the season. But he is with the Grizzlies on a day-in, day-out basis at this point.
And how much of the team's personnel decisions do you think maybe were built around, hey, let's get some support for Ja Morant when he does come back from the suspension?
So they added 2 guards who they felt like had a chance to get through to Ja Morant, two guys who they knew that Ja Morant had an immense amount of respect for. And I'm talking about Marcus Smart and Derrick Rose. To be clear, they didn't add those guys only because they were hoping that some of their wisdom would be positive influences on Ja Morant. Marcus Smart is going to be a starter for the Memphis Grizzlies. They feel like he fills in a lot of the things that they didn't need. So they certainly do hope that he becomes a leader in that locker room. And then Derrick Rose is going to be a guy who plays a lot of minutes. They think he has a lot left in the tank, but certainly they are hoping that these guys can help guide Ja Morant. Now, both of these guys have been very clear, and they use the same phrase, saying they are not here to babysit, but they are more than happy to push Ja Morant. I think that they would be more than happy to, in whatever way the experience that they've had in the NBA can help him, they'd be more than happy to share that. They'd be more than happy to, just help guide him. But the idea that Marcus Smart and Derrick Rose are on the Memphis Grizzlies roster to keep Ja Morant out of trouble, that's not their job, and it's not something that that the Grizzlies are asking them to do, and it's not something they have any interest in doing. That needs to be something the Grizzlies figure out outside of the players on the roster, and that certainly has to be something that Ja Morant figures out on his own.
What about outside of that Memphis Grizzlies facility in the community there? Your reporting touched on the community sort of evolving relationship with Ja. Loved him early on and now have a little bit more question marks about him. What have you heard from the people in the city about Morant now?
This is a city that certainly has had Ja Morant's back. I mean, he's the biggest star that they've had in Memphis since Elvis Presley, as Jeff Calkins, a longtime columnist in Memphis, put it. I mean, and it's true. They've never had an NBA superstar like this. And it's not a city that has, you know, multiple major pro sports franchises. It is the Memphis Grizzlies. That is the one major pro sports franchise in Memphis. And, you know, Ja's a superstar unlike any that they've ever had there. But a lot of those relationships have soured. You know, we talked to Memphis business owners who at one point really enjoyed having Ja frequent their establishments. You know, would look forward to him coming in. And that's no longer the case. You know, they talk about just a kind of a dread when Ja and his associates walk through the door because they feel like there is the potential for trouble. They feel like there is the potential for them, for their employees, and for their customers to feel disrespected. So in that sense, things have certainly taken a turn for the worse.
What about Morant's status as a brand?
I would say Ja has put his status as a brand in jeopardy. Powerade pulled a lot of the ads that, you know, they planned a major marketing campaign with Ja as the face of it that was supposed to run during the playoffs. They pulled that. Nike really scaled back the launch of the Ja 1, his first signature shoe. You know, now, those shoes have sold well, but it's just when you are focused on the demographic of really of teenage kids, of younger kids, there are obvious concerns about having somebody who has this type of track record as the face of that marketing campaign.
And in terms of his legal troubles, what's still lingering with Ja?
You know, there is the civil lawsuit from the fight at the backyard pickup game. And, you know, Josh Holloway was the alleged victim there. He was then 17 years old. Obviously, this was in the summer of 2022. And so, you know, that civil lawsuit continues. T. Morant, Devontae Pack, and others have faced depositions. Ja might. Kevin Helms, the Grizzlies head of security, also could. That's according to Rebecca Alderman, who's the lawyer representing Holloway. And that trial could begin in April of 2024.
And then, Tim, from what you understand, where is Ja Morant now mentally?
You know what? I really don't even want to say, because Ja Morant has not spoken to the media since the end of last season. He hasn't spoken to the media since they were eliminated by the Los Angeles Lakers. And that night, you know, he talked about how his off-court issues were a problem and had been a distraction for the Grizzlies that season. You know, you have in early September, Ja's close friend, Nye Williams, who's a videographer and photographer that does a lot of work for him, put out a nearly minute-long video, and he's working out in a white T-shirt that reads gratitude. And then there's these social media posts of these shirts that read rebirth and accountability. So if you want to take that in as a glimpse into his mentality, I think that's probably the intention there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people still have questions on where Ja Morant is, but I think we all want to see him at the end of this 25-game suspension hopefully start a story of recovery, because we all love watching him play basketball. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
I'm Israel Gutierrez. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.